Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison. And by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's hard to imagine with all the drama going on just one state over in Florida with extreme Hurricane Dorian that we will have absolutely no effect whatsoever. In fact, it looks like we're dry as a bone this week, an indirect result of the hurricane. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low temperature 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday, too, very hot. High temperatures at least in the mid-90s. Rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and into the weekend. We could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. It's very active in the tropics, and it's not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tumor's Corner. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumor's Lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
To my one-day work week, the big broadcast, happy hour, News Talk 93, Bowen FM, WACB, the market's down, well, that sucks, and the storm has been, I'm crazy! Really.
And here they are!
Kind of like sidekick.
Joey!
Jebra,
please clap.
Please clap or crap.
How you doing? Other than being you crazy.
I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Sounds like a existential crisis. Who am I?
What are we? It's like big adventure. Excited to see Goose. Supposed to drive down tomorrow. Initially, that looked like a real bad idea. With the storm now, I'm looking at, stock selling off amid new trade worries. I wonder who's pushing that. Not the legacy media. They would never do a thing like that.
No,
no. All kinds of stuff.
The feeder bans are definitely hitting Florida right now.
Hey, what did we tell David Blackman?
I have him down on my calendar at 4:35.
Okay.
4:30. Yeah.
Hang on, let me just send him a note.
Think because he had some engagement at 3-something.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay.
You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm
doing.
Well,
you look good doing it.
Yeah.
Is that adding to your anxiety? I'll stop saying that you look good. You look okay. So-so.
Really? Just so-so?
Okay, so you like it when I say you look good.
No.
So I just not comment on how you look?
That's probably the safest way to
but
go.
But it's true. You do look good. You're losing weight.
You know how I got to the radio station today? I was driven here. You know, I always talk about Don Duncan and how incredible the customer service is. And you know, the perfect time to get your car checked out is like 20 minutes before you're leaving on a 1,500-mile round trip. Usually I'm a little more together on this kind of thing, but I dropped it off at 408 Madison downtown. And I was driven here by Don Duncan himself.
Wow.
Who's in a great mood because Alabama won.
Mm.
And place was busy. Jammed with customers. Getting great service. And, you know, I hang on. I'm pausing to look at some of the images they have on... Does we have somebody here?
He's just saying hi.
Oh, okay. Hey. this storm. You know, when it first flared up, the zoo made a preemptive move and planned on closing this past Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But it was obvious the storm was not going to go west, so the zoo never closed. and they've never been in any danger down there. My dilemma, Florida's a narrow state. It takes an hour and a half to drive across the width of it. And the storm, it just stayed, so it looks like it's riding the Gulf Stream next to the coast. And so watching the spiral bands now, there could be tropical storm force winds or close to it. I-75 is my big concern. Will the feeder bands be far enough away so they don't make driving dangerous? And what about all the people that relocated who basically didn't have to? Dan Morris was telling me about a friend of his in the Jacksonville area who was in an evacuation zone and then decided, no, it's
right.
It's not coming at us. So I'm worried about a lot of things that I can't control, which I'm taught not to do.
Right.
So I hope to get a really early start.
Wait, did you learn that nugget of wisdom from Epictetus or Reinhold Niebuhr? Or AA?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Reinhold Niebuhr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex.
Nice serenity prayer thing.
So, because I would like to make this trip without complications.
Yeah.
Has to be this, in a way, it has to be this week.
Yeah, it
Rating
does.
Season starts next week. Yeah. And
you don't want me to start the book.
It's not that. That's just...
No, you don't.
I have thoughts about that. I'll keep to myself, but... so, it really kind of has to be now. And,
go for it.
I've already made my seafood lasagna.
I was worried that it was going to hit the state of Florida directly. You were going to have to hold off. Something was going to happen. No, it started moving up away from the state. Go.
Rich,
you need it.
Rich just texted me some pictures of the damage in the northwestern Bahamas. I'll tell you, 185 miles. But here's the thing. And this pisses me off. The left is already out there with their crap, you know. It's the worst storm in history. And it's because of climate change. And David Blackman, who will be our guest at 4:35, not 3:35, did a column about, you know, they want to take your vacation away. Their whole plan has nothing to do with political common sense or saving the planet. They're miserable, angry people. And they don't know how to be happy, so the easiest play is to come up with ways to bring you down, to bring me down, or anybody else down who might actually be happy and enjoying life, because they can't. They're constitutionally incapable of enjoying life. So, and the hypocrisy of all of it is this. They got no problem taking their diesel yachts or their private jets to these climate conferences, because in their supreme and unbounding arrogance, they think, and none of them are scientists, they're freaking actors. What do they know about climate patterns? If there had been climate change, we'd be under 75 feet of ice. So they don't know. To really believe that by basically setting our lifestyle back 200 years, getting rid of fossil fuels and cars and all this, we don't need that. We all should all live in a big city stacked on top of each other like, you know, an ant farm.
Have you ever heard of or read a book called The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels? Moral Case for Fossil Fuels.
No.
I can't even remember the author, but he makes the case that energy should be dense. Like, you don't want to have to use a lot of stuff in order to produce the energy you produce. And fossil fuels, they're dense, they need to be cheap, and they need to be efficient. And that's what fossil fuels have allowed, and have allowed a lot of the modern luxuries and just basic necessities of life to come to everybody on Earth. Is there externalities, as they call it, negative externalities, side effects? Yes, but we'll have to use fossil fuels in order to innovate our way out of the side effects if we can. But they just, it's wrong, bad. Human beings are a plague on the earth. No, they're not.
Oh, why climate change sinks Democrats? Why it could be a problem? I think because when people realize what they ultimately want to do and how backwards they want to make our lives, But let me just show you how stupid it gets, because I got a tweet here from AOC. Listen to this freaking genius, okay?
Okay.
I see people are rushing out to fill up their cars for this hurricane at the gas station. Oh, there's a hurricane at the gas station.
Yeah.
Dumbass. This wouldn't be an issue if they had electric cars.
What?
If the power is out for a week, how are they going to get gas? We need to start planning ahead and moving forward. What does she think creates the electricity that charges an electric car? Mostly fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Then
natural gas and coal.
So this is how ignorant this twit is.
And natural gas has been on the rise. We're using less coal, which is a net benefit.
But it's not fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just love the fact that at the very beginning, for the hurricane at the gas station.
Yeah, I know. And, like, wait, how... You charge your electric cars at charging stations, whether a home station or, I guess, under her Green New Deal, they'll just install those suckers all over the place. And so if the power grid's out because of a hurricane, it doesn't... What?
By the way, I just noticed I have a Facebook friend opening, so first person to shoot a note or call or whatever, if you've been waiting to be a Facebook friend, we have a rare opening. Because I'm just so damn popular.
I think you do need a vacation, Greg.
I...
To find out who you are. This isn't just a regular trip. No, I can see it.
I only get 4 weeks.
This is a vision quest.
4 weeks a year is... I think it'll take longer than that. Actually, isn't that what rehab was all about? To find out who I was?
No, to strip you down a bit. That's what rehab's about. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you remember who you are, in a way.
Yeah. That was the first thing they said. You got to forget about all this radio star crap.
Was there a moment where
they said you have no idea who you are?
I remember. I've had those moments. I'm not just making a joke here. Like... I remember I used to really enjoy this as a 12-year-old or 16-year-old or 25-year-old. And where the hell did my enjoyment of that go?
Mm-hmm.
These sorts of things.
Grab that while I tell everybody about Lewis Lawn. It's been a big year for them. They have expanded their showroom, added a second building, and now can put all of their great product line on display and expand it by adding tractor-style mowers to the collection. And we're getting late in the year. And this is really a great time to buy. They carry Toro, Exmark, Echo, and I mentioned the tractor mowers, the entire steel product line, Shindawa, every great name in outdoor maintenance, and anything you buy there comes with a warranty card that you can use, because behind the scenes at Lewis Lawn, they have a full service department to take care of your purchase should it break or just need basic maintenance. And that's why I bought a Toro mower there 11 years ago, and it still runs. Basically, that mower has cost me about $14 a year to own. That's great. And I have a self-propelled from Toro as well. So support the local business. This is where the professionals go, but do-it-yourselfers as well. I remember Chad got his latest mower from Lewis Lawn. And we appreciate when you do business with them, because they are great citizens in the community. They are... really, really nice people. I'm proud to have them as friends and sponsors. So when you have that next opportunity, please choose Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, so you don't feel like a stranger when you go there for the first time. Chad Sasser is the guy that, he keeps track of all the manufacturers, incentives, and everything, and knows that product line inside out. And you have Hannah and a great team behind the counter to help facilitate your next visit to Lewis Lawn. 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Hello, Sam.
Greg, I just want to let you know I'm kind of envious, man. The weather out here is great. You should have a fantastic trip heading down into Florida. There's not going to be any problems, whatnot.
Well,
yes, sir.
I'm more concerned with the feeder bands that will be... It's the northern part of the state that I'm worried about navigating.
Because
you not only have the feeder bands, which can be pretty rough. You also have all these people who evacuated who are probably going to be trying to get back to where they came from. So I'm looking for an optional route on down the west side of the state.
I've done the evacuation route traffic before. Being in the Army, you had part-time jobs. I did cable installation for a while. The point of it is, it'll just be you and a bunch of boom trucks headed south. And, but I read on the internet, so you know it must be true. If you want to cut down on the shear force, the winds get to blowing your car around, you just let all the windows down. And, the rain, wind, in with it. It'll, anyways, try that. Oh, Lord, that's all I got, man.
I gave that full thought, and I'm vetoing that idea, but I thank you, Sam, for...
Yes, man. How do you spell eulogy? I'm trying to get all my everything in order in case
E-U-L-O-G-Y, I believe is how it's spelled. Yeah.
That's it, man. I hope you have a good afternoon.
Thanks. 324.
Mr. Sandman. It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I'm going to stick with the same guy that we honored this morning, because not everybody that listens in the morning listens in the afternoon.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they got the different schedules and stuff, and maybe they hate us in the morning. I don't know. It wasn't that many weeks ago we heard from this genius, right?
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
I saw an F5 tornado over the AUM campus. They have one of those traffic circles there today. It was a perfectly clear day, but a big tornado flared up because of people going around that, Here we go again. Now, this guy...
I saw this, too, and immediately thought of you.
I've been putting him on Facebook, but the audio... This is another frickin' New York genius, right, who comes down, he retires, brings his misery to Florida, and now he's going to solve the hurricane problem.
They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse. But you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
You believe that? He wants us to fly jets in clockwise motion to counter the rotation of the storm. So we just keep launching jets, and they go around, fly around inside the hurricane, which has got to be very safe.
Just dump,
and that'll get it to stop spinning.
Dump some ice in there.
We did that. We actually did that. It was either the late 40s or 50s where we seeded hurricanes with dry ice in an attempt to cool the core down and break them up. And it didn't work.
No.
This is indicative, though, of the mindset of people that think they're going to change nature. That in their infinite wisdom, mostly arrogance, that they're gonna make these... And these wretched, hysterical news outlets. This is the worst storm in the history of that area. Well, how do you know that? I mean, Camille had similar wind speeds. Andrew had similar wind speeds. The 1935 Labor Day hurricane, how do you blame that on climate change? That was a 200-mile-an-hour storm that sent 20 feet of water over the Florida Keys and took trains off the tracks. So this is not unprecedented. The bottom of the ocean and the Caribbean and all of that area are littered with the wrecks of ships that were sunk hundreds of years ago. So stop. Cut the crap. My counter-argument to that is, well, we did have another storm flare-up right next to Mexico, which is where it's going. But it's still only the fifth storm of the season. That's normal, actually. Actually, maybe slower than normal. Peak of the season is September 10th, a week from today. So this is not an extraordinary season. Is Dorian an extraordinary storm? Yes. But it has, it's down from 185 to 110. So it's a Cat 2 now. But it's also kind of, well, the storm has gotten wider.
And Leon's getting larger.
Oh, is that a storm too? Leon, is he out there? 3:30, let's take a call from Papa B.
Hey, Greg, you know, there's one thing we can kind of count on, I guess, nowadays, is whenever there's a hurricane, the dead-gum sanatorium just empties out, and they all get on some sort of public forum and go to town, you know? It's almost like you get a sense of hopelessness when you hear the sheer lunacy that these people suffer from. You know, I thought it'd get better after a while, but it's not. It's getting worse.
It is. It's getting worse.
I mean, you didn't listen to them. You think, how do these people even live their lives? They live under such duress about everything.
That's a good question for which I have actually no answer. I really believe the indoctrination centers that we call schools, public schools, have convinced them. They all believe the Al Gore movie. These storms are only going to get bigger and more catastrophic. And there's no reason to believe any of it. It's cyclical.
It is amazing to me that people would get on the air. And, you know, here, it doesn't start there, stop there. You got Beto O'Rourke now blaming Trump for the weather, which, you know, I guess I'm not too surprised. You know, he's a meteorologist, of course. So we ought to all pay attention to what he's got to say. I wonder if he really believes things like that. You know, the politicians, when they start talking about global warming and every time a hurricane comes, they try to make political hay out of it. I wonder if they really believe it, or are they just trying to feed into the alternate universe that lives and resides on the left? What do you think about that?
Well, they all know that there is one accepted opinion in the media, so they pander to that, so they're included. You know, they're one of the good guys. It's all crap. It's just total crap. Thanks for the call, Bob. Right. Be appreciated. I really need to get to infusion, but I won't be able to do that before.
Really?
Yeah. We have had I want to find this phone call because it's one of the most amazing moments of feedback we've ever had on a sponsor.
Okay.
Somebody that called our morning show. Iasis is the new neurofeedback program. They've got an infusion, and it's designed to help people that have situations like ADHD, ADD, but it can help anybody. It's microcurrents. You don't feel anything. Just sit there and they attach nods, five of those to the side of your head, and you sit there and you're very comfortable, and it does its thing. I think it helps me sleep better. I think it helps me think better. I really do.
Yeah.
But this is also an example of the kinds of situations that can help. Now, where is that call? I've got to find the tape, because this blew me away. I knew that they had success.
Talk to Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. I called to absolutely sing the praises of Iasis.
Oh, you did infusion.
I bought my best friend a treatment because she has early stage Parkinson's.
Uh-huh.
That's so bad that she literally has to take her right hand and put it around the wrist of her left hand to get a fork to her mouth.
Oh,
man. And it's helped?
My God. We sat and cried all afternoon. It was
Wow. Just
remarkable. She almost has zero tremors. She slept like a baby. The burning and tingling in her feet was gone.
That's amazing. We're talking about Parkinson's, a very serious thing, and an immediate benefit from Iasis, which has been studied and developed and is now available at Infusion. And results take, different people have, different response times to this treatment. But that was on the first visit. And I urge you, if you are interested or know somebody, it's also helped post-stroke people. It's got at least a good couple of dozen applications. Call Infusion at 296-1662. Maybe you know somebody who might benefit from this. At least have them call and investigate.
Yeah.
Look at how it changed her friend's life. One treatment. 296-1662, your home for cryotherapy, IV vitamin therapy, and so many ways that you can live a healthier, more energetic life. Infusion, cryoandlaser.com. At 3:36, our first look at the roads. We've got our local news and Rich's forecast next at 3:36.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks pretty good this afternoon. We have one accident to tell you about. It's on Airbase Boulevard at Terminal Street. It's an accident with injury, so look out for emergency vehicles working in that area. Traffic on the interstates is up at a speed limit right, and we don't see any hang-ups on the 31s. Let's just be extra careful this afternoon and get where we're headed safely. Premier Play Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Hourglass Optical. It's fashion, Kato fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Limestone County authorities say a teenager called 911 about hearing gunshots. They then say he admitted to killing five members of his family. Limestone County Sheriff's spokesman Stephen Young says that deputies responded to the Elkmont scene early this morning. Deputies were called by that 14-year-old who initially said he was downstairs when he heard gunshots on the home's upper floor. Deputies found one adult and two minors dead on scene. Another adult and minor were hospitalized with critical injuries. They later died from their injuries. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey says she's not resigning following wearing a black face in a college skit decades ago. Ivey said today that, quote, she should not have done that and it's important to apologize. And our traffic reporter, Jerry Howell, says that a vehicle has crashed into a building and caught fire in Marbury. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 143 and Highway 111 at what appears to be the abandoned Junction Stop convenience store. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's hard to imagine with all the drama going on just one state over in Florida with extreme Hurricane Dorian that we will have absolutely no effect whatsoever. In fact, it looks like we're dry as a bone this week, an indirect result of the hurricane. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low temperature 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday too, very hot. High temperatures at least in the mid-90s. Rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and into the weekend. We could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. It's very active in the tropics, and it's not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get more of the supplies you need and at the right prices every day. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Get 10% off select plywood when you buy 48 sheets or more. And whatever size the job, you can be sure to find the quantities you need in stock. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Hey, this is Lyle for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get more of the supplies you need and at the right prices every day. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Get 10% off select plywood when you buy 48 sheets or more. And whatever size the job, you can be sure to find the quantities you need in stock. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Oh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now the meat is shriveled up and will make me sick, cause it's rotting in aluminum foil, putrid and starting to stink. Tater salad's getting rancid and full of slime, wasting a whole tub cause I ran out of time. Leftovers from Labor Day. Labor Day. Picking at food I should throw away. Labor Day. Hot dogs are
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
What'd you do on Labor Day?
On Labor Day yesterday, well, I went and I did the Batman workout, brother. And
you went and actually did a workout on Labor Day?
Yeah, Labor Day morning. And then I went and ate lunch with my aunt and uncle and my grandfather. And then, well, now I did other things, but I'm not going to talk about them.
Somebody sent me from the Township of Waterville Police Department. It's all about roundabouts.
Wait, they have roundabouts in the ocean now?
They must have some of them, or maybe it's the cruise ships going around in circles out there.
Mm-hmm. You know the Disney cruise ship? Like, I went on it after I graduated from Auburn. The whole family went. It can actually go 360. It would show off. They'd show up to port, and they'd go 360, and their horn would play the Disney theme instead of just a normal blast. The other cruise lines have to be like, show off. Obnoxious Disney company with your billions and billions of dollars.
Geez. So all the party spoilers are ruining my day.
Oh, really?
With the AOC tweet.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I don't think it's right.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when you said it...
Would you be surprised if she said it? That's the...
No.
Okay.
You gotta be careful these days. It's hard to tell. Satire's so biting and hits the essence of what's true that it's sometimes not exactly true. But...
I am trying to help somebody locate a missing dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get that information up. And look, I'm going to be real upfront with everybody this afternoon. I am not myself. I'm doing my best. I'm very tired. I have not slept well the last 36 hours because of this trip and the concerns with this. I mean, every 3 hours, clockwork, I'm checking the update on Dorian. Where is it going? And it was frustrating because it just sat there for 36 hours pounding those poor folks in the Northwest Bahamas.
Kind of this. I hear what you're saying, and you should be concerned, and it probably added to the anxiety, all this stuff, but it kind of sounds like you.
Yeah.
But if it's not you, you're reminding me of my mother.
We're going to play a new game this afternoon called Bite or Suck.
Okay.
And this is all about foods. And how do you...
There are some foods you can bite and suck.
This is why we're going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. It's 8 items. Do you bite? It's kind of akin to, do you eat the ears on the chocolate bunny first, or do you go for the feet?
Mm-hmm.
Because the ears look too cute.
I'm not worried about cuteness when it comes to chocolate. And by the way, that you saying that you reminded me of my mother is not a shot at you. She was one of the best people I ever knew. But without fail, before any big trip, she would get so stressed out and freaked out that it would drive all of us crazy, trying to get every little detail in order.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you talking about it, adding this storm, you know, scenario to it. I get it. Not sleeping much. I get it.
So what do I do with this AOC? Should I take it down?
You could update it and say, maybe it's not literally true, but it, you know, it seems like it feels morally true. You could quote her.
Yeah. Okay, here's the dog share. I will get this on Facebook.
Always good to try to save a dog. Lost dog.
Please help and share. Share. Damn it. Okay. We take...
Is it professional to be away from the microphone and have nothing going?
Yes. It's horribly unprofessional. But right now, we're trying to reconnect a family with its dog, and I think that's more important. And if my priorities seem askew...
Mm-hmm. No, I think your priorities are right where they need to be, Captain.
All right, so let's go down this...
Yeah!
We'll take that call first. Did I get a friend request? Did somebody... let's see. Somebody that's been waiting. That's who I would like to add to my friend list on Facebook. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. Like, what do we have? 11,100 followers, and the friend group is always full with 1,000 waiting. And I'm real grateful for that. That's a very, that's a very impressive group, in especially in a market our size. That's wonderful.
But let's play bite or suck.
All right.
Or both.
Ice cubes. Bite or suck?
Suck until you can't bite. It's one of my favorite things. Like, see this tumbler I have here?
Yes.
You can put a bunch of ice in it. It'll last pretty much all of the day. But the ice at the bottom is still intact, but it's, like, soft.
I have a tumbler very much like that one. Mm-hmm. Same size, same shape. And it was gifted to me from one of the waitresses at Baumhauer's.
Is it a Yeti? The Yetis are amazing.
Yeah.
Sure. But the ice that saves up over the day?
No, it is, because I use it for coffee, and it stays hot for like 2 hours.
Also stays cold, but that ice gets like soft when you bite it. It's an incredible feeling.
Do you know that there is a theory out there? This is the something that went around, I don't know, I'm thinking 80s, 90s, that people who chew ice are frustrated in a certain way.
Well, then consider me frustrated.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I'll see if I can find you a glacier floating by.
So I'd chew ice. Yeah.
All right, what about orange slices? Bite or suck?
Bite?
I don't know. I guess they're talking about a real orange.
Yeah.
I don't know where to find those. So I don't like fruit that requires a lot of work.
Sure. That's a banana, lot of fruit.
Banana, easy.
Okay.
Just peel it. There's the banana. Oranges, you got to have fingernails, and then after you take the peel off an orange, there's all this waxy stuff.
Yeah.
And then you got to separate
the rind?
Hemisphere of the orange into the different things.
Mm-hmm. The wedges.
That's a lot of work.
It is. What about watermelon? It's not like you can just bite into one.
Then you got to bite. In the survey, 3 out of 4 bit, 1 sucked.
I mean, I've sucked a lemon before and a lime, but...
With ice, by the way, it was 50-50.
Really?
Between bite and suck. Yeah. Mm. All right. Breath mints. Certs.
Suck.
I would...
Until... But I've done both.
Well, when it gets down to that last little tab size, then you chew it up and get rid of it. Right. But, for the most part, they just kind of sit there. You park it between your cheek and gum. Cheese balls.
What?
Cheese balls.
Like cheese balls like puffs? Or like a party cheese ball? Because if somebody sucks on my magnificent cheese ball that I'd spent an hour making and sitting in the fridge, I'm going to be very upset.
You mean the kind you would dip into?
Yeah. No, but you're...
No, I think you're talking about cheese puffs.
Yeah, you bite cheese puffs.
I don't know.
You suck a puff?
Well, I suck cigarettes, so I'm kind of... That's my norm.
Fair enough.
16% like to suck on them. 85% bite. Hard candy. You know, the kind that has that peppermint that goes right into your sinuses at Christmas time?
I think it's wise on hard candy to suck first. Like a Jolly Rancher or something, you do not want to try to bite that sucker.
That's the overwhelmingly popular methodology. Only 14% bite the hard candy. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Popsicles.
I've been going through this because I found these like Greek yogurt fudgesicles with brownie batter in them. And if you let them sit, they're amazing, Greg. They're only like 100 calories a bar. They're freaking awesome. No, and it's not just me. I was like, dude, to my roommate, you got to try these. And he's looking at me just how you're looking at me.
No, it's just been amazing to watch young Joey learn all these sophisticated new things.
They're just great. I usually don't like healthy ice cream, like all the types we've tried. This is really good
stuff. Part of the...
And it's a constant dilemma. If I'm patient and let it kind of defrost a little bit, it's amazing to suck.
When it comes to popsicles, 3 out of 4 suck. 1 bite.
I like to... I'm too quick. I'm too impatient. I bite.
Biting them, it's once you get it down to where it's soft and it's kind of almost slushy, that's one thing. But I don't like biting into things that are that cold because you can hit a nerve on your tooth and...
Right. That's true.
All right, chocolate. Bite or suck?
Bite. Unless it's a milk dud, then you suck. But that has caramel in it.
I like, once in a while, I have the Hershey Nugget. Mm-hmm. Just plain old milk chocolate. It's the one thing I haven't been able to successfully do on keto is get rid of chocolate. But I know it's
chocolate's very little. There's not. There could be worse things for you.
And I like to just
see if you
it.
Could shift to dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not
like,
as
I like dark chocolate.
It's not as sweet as milk chocolate, but it's good.
And then finally, gummy bears. Only 10% suck. 90% say bite. But they have, we got gummy bears from the CBD store.
On a lot of these, I'm a bit ambidextrous, if you will. Like, I like to, like a gummy bear, you suck a little bit when you first put it in. Even with a Hershey Kiss, you suck a little bit, and then you bite down. But you let it, you get the whole mouth feel to it.
It is 3:53. Brett McDonald will be joining us after 5 o'clock. How bad did the market finish today? Did it rally at the end at all?
I don't know. I'm amazed they didn't have chicken wings on there. Especially like the flats. Because you can break a flat in a precise way, if you know the method, and just suck a whole chicken wing down. Now you got to chew it. It's chicken. But you can suck it off the bone.
All right, it finished down 285. Not a disaster.
Yeah, manufacturing numbers weren't great, apparently, today.
Well,
whatever.
It's 3:54. It must be the recession we're in that the media keeps telling us we're having. A recession.
Well, I don't care about negative news. I want to hear more about biting and sucking.
That's all I got.
Oh, man.
I have a website you can visit if you'd like to.
No, I'm good there.
It's 3:54. If you have you been to the pizza place yet?
Yeah.
You have?
Well, I've
I'm going to treat you to a pizza there.
Okay. I love the bacon chicken bacon ranch. Yeah.
That is
so good.
That is an experience.
Because I'll tell you, Greg, other places, when they're like, oh, it's ranch on it, it's a little drizzle here or there. No,
right.
The sauce on the chicken bacon ranch is ranch, and it's amazing.
It is. It really is. And if you're looking for a pizza that will make your jaw drop in terms of size, if size matters, the Oh My God size. Seriously, that's the name of it.
Oh My God.
The box is about as big as the tabletop at the pizza place.
Wow.
You can dine in there, by the way. They also have subs, great sandwiches. But if you're one of those who's always looking for the next pizza experience, you can't go wrong. Just can't. It's a very totally remodeled place right next to a door or two down from the Dollar General at Perry Hill and Harrison Road. And my buddy Mike just opened it. The pizza is sensational. It's been approved by Shondor, who is, he's got two food groups, pizza and chicken. And Shondor is incapable of being dishonest. So if he doesn't like it, he'll tell you. He loved it. And they have so many different potential combinations. But that chicken bacon ranch, that's a good start because they don't chintz on the ingredients. How many times have you been into a pizza and there's like, you know, what'd you throw a handful of mozzarella on the top of this thing? It's
good.
Yeah, they go all the way at the pizza place. So stop by and enjoy some great pizza or subs. There's fountain soda machine has also been approved by my committee on excellent fountain sodas.
Oh, you're a fountain soda connoisseur.
I am. I am. So, and please, when you stop in, tell them you heard about the pizza place on this radio show. And I'll get you the number. I had it and I moved it somewhere during the chaos of this day. In fact, I'll get it to you right after traffic. It's 3:56.
Montgomery Skywatch checking your traffic around the river region, and you've got a green light for your travels this afternoon. We don't have any big problems for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We have pretty big crowds on the boulevard, but everybody's moving along smoothly, and the 31s are all clear this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
By the way, on the sauces, they do the sweet and the zesty. You should try the sweet. It's not like...
I want it together. I want sweet and zesty.
Call them at 593-9753. That's the number, 593-9753. The pizza place. Absolutely awesome. 3:57. And we've got David Blackman joining us in the next hour. He does a great blog. It's on my Facebook page about how the left wants to take your vacation away, along with your car and the stick on your plate and everything else. Check it out. He's going to be visiting. He's always a fun guest.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while